Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then, add the final touch with two for $8 on select 2.5 or 3-quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.
It's time for the Del Olalea Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Now, broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Del Olalea.
When the world was a time of this and that, I was young, didn't know to hold it back. Now we're here in the world, something else. We can leave any day and call for help. We were gods, nobody was above me. The A on my chest like adultery. The A on my chest.
So we have our winners for the Cougar tickets. Maybe you're a Stephen F. Austin fan. I'm sure you guys are in the city as well. Hopefully you got in and got those tickets. As I said, we got tickets giveaway on the Paul Gallant Show and the Killer Bees. And they're going to be out at El Tiempo on Washington. If you want to join them out there, take the drive out there and maybe you win something as well. You can sign up for our Summer Circuit Tour Prize of the Summer. It is two e-bikes from Power On Electric Bicycle Company. They have a $4,000 value. All you got to do is go up to the promo table, sign in, and now you're registered to win. If you've already done it at one of our other events, that doesn't matter. You can do it again. Get as many entrants as you can. All you have to do is head on out there and do that. And one sign up per event. I'm not sure our promo person is going to be paying that much attention to you. But if we see that you've entered yourself into the contest twice at the same event, we'll be able to figure that out. So just do it the one time. Look, I've been a promo person. Once, at some point, the faces all become the same. What's that? You want a koozie? And you want to sign up? Okay, fine. Move on, sir. Spin the wheel if you want. Maybe you get a t-shirt. But once, sorry, man, we're out of t-shirts. Oh, man, can I have that one? What do you mean that one? The one I'm wearing? No, you can't have the one. That's happened to me.
Someone asked you about that.
I was working for Cox Communications. I forgot what their station was. Maybe the Wave? I don't know. They have several, certainly. But I think it might have been 96-something, maybe 96.5, whatever that is here in town. And that's the mix, whatever it is. But either way, I was working for them, and we would go out to a new subdivision's opening up, or we were going to a water park. And at some point, you run out of t-shirts to give away. And then, once those are gone, people still want t-shirts. So, sure, sir, it's 96 degrees out here. And I've been wearing this shirt all day, unpacking stuff, setting up tables, setting up equipment. So I'm sweating through it. And you still want this Gildan-branded t-shirt with the station's logo on it off my back? Do I think it's weird? Yes, I think it's weird. And no, you can't have my shirt. You can't have my sweat-filled t-shirt. What's wrong with you? I get it when you go to a concert and the lead singers, you want some of what they're offering. You want the sweat. You want their guitar pick. You want their t-shirt. I'm a 20-something promo guy. You don't want this t-shirt, weirdo. And I'm sure I know it happened to me. It happened to people, the guy standing next to me, too. So people desperate for station t-shirts. We have plenty at our remote, so you won't have to ask for the t-shirt literally off the promo person's back. We got you. Don't worry about it. Okay. Speaking of people who maybe are a little weird, let's move on to Jerry Jones. Jerry Jones made news yesterday because he was on a podcast with Michael Irvin and said that David Mulugeta, the agent for Micah Parsons, told him to stick his contract offer up his ass. Once again, I don't know that Mulugeta actually said that. I'm going to guess that is Jerry's interpretation of how Mulugeta reacted to some of the things that Jerry said. Well, now Jerry Jones did a sit down with Stephen A. Smith, and let's dissect what Jerry said, and this is less about Micah Parsons and maybe more about how much trouble the Cowboys are in with Jerry still making the decisions. Here is Jerry Jones sitting down with Stephen A. Smith.
In the spirit of not doing the old mother-dad deal, how many times have you seen the little rascal so clever go in there and mama told him, uh-oh, you're not going to get it, and goes in to daddy who only sees him after 5 p.m, wants to love him, and says, you can have it, son. You can have that before dinner. And he goes back in and says, mama, daddy said I could have it. That's the old mom, dad, been around since the beginning of time. I'm not going to go for that here. That's what's happening.
You're not going for it?
I'm not going for it. No, no. But we've had a very, very strong negotiation. Now, by the way, frankly, it wouldn't have made any difference what the negotiation was. Guess who has to be comfortable for this to work?
Micah.
And who else?
You.
Hello. There's not room for a third. There's not room for a third.
No throuple.
This will be a good one.
So who's the mom and dad? Are Micah and Jerry the dad, mom and dad, or is David Mulligetta the kid? Who do you think is the kid in this? Is David Mulligetta the kid?
I think Jerry is the mom, Micah's the kid, Mulligetta's the dad.
So
Mulligetta's saying, "Oh, Micah, you can get more," but he already had to deal with the child.
Jerry, where you weren't going to get more.
I think so.
So Jerry's. Let's play it again.
This is a spider web.
Play it again. Let's figure out who's the mom, who's the dad, and who's the kid in this throuple.
In the spirit of not doing the old mother-dad deal.
Okay.
How many times have you seen the little rascal so clever go in there and mama told him, uh-oh, you're not going to get it. And goes in to daddy who only sees him after 5 p.m, wants to love him, and says, you can have it, son. You can have that before dinner. And he goes back in and says, mama, daddy said I could have it. That's the old mom, dad, been around since the beginning of time. I'm not going to go for that here.
Okay. I think Micah is the dad. Jerry's the mom. Mulligetta's the kid. And Mulligetta went to Jerry and said, hey, this is what I want. This is the contract I want. And then Jerry said, no, get out of here. I'm not giving you that. And then he went to Micah and go, hey, Micah, which is the dad now, if you sit out and don't participate, maybe we can get this deal. So Micah, who had already agreed to play, show up, and maybe agree to the deal that mom wanted, now is being convinced by the kid, Mulligetta, that deal's not good. And he goes, you know what, Davey, we're going to give you what you want, which is that $40-plus million contract that's more than Watt and Garrett. And then Jerry, I'm not going to have that bleep here as a mom. I think that's what's going on.
I think Jerry is definitely the mom.
Yes. He just said, I'm not going to have that here.
Yeah. I don't know who's the kid and who's the... It's funny. I've watched 6 of the 8 episodes of the Cowboys doc, and there's a lot of Jerry Jones in there.
Of course.
And towards the end of the 5th and into the 6th one, I'm like, you know what? I think I'm really starting to understand Jerry Jones.
Does this change your thoughts on that?
I'm completely back at zero. No, maybe not back at zero, but I am just like, God, every once in a while, he just throws something at you where I'm like, I don't know. I don't know, dude.
I don't know, man. Look, we just had Rafael Stone in studio on ESPN 97.5.
Different style than Jerry.
Very different style. Rafael Stone revealed that how newsmakers or newsbreakers talk about trade discussions isn't what it is. There isn't this high stakes game of people playing one against the other and trying to use leverage. Yeah. He goes, that doesn't happen. He says it's not relaxed because I asked him questions. It's not a relaxed setting because you got a timetable, but it isn't this thing where it's this high pressure.
It's not Casino Royale.
Everyone is trying to bluff the other person and, yeah. and they get the best deal done. So we just spoke to an individual who's built a roster that people believe can win a title. Jerry has not done that for a while. If you say he's ever done it, if you go back to the 90s, which that's probably more of a Jimmy Johnson thing.
They worked together.
Sure. sure.
But Jimmy
mostly
was more
important. What do you say, 80-20?
As far as like the on-field product,
yes. Yeah, since you're watching the
yes,
doc.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Jimmy was more important than Jerry.
So one leadership style, Rafael Stone, who will negotiate contracts. I wish I would have been able to ask him because we talked about it all summer.
Yeah.
They negotiate. Now, they'll give their guys deals, but it ain't like what the Orlando Magic are doing with Front, with Wagner, or you look around the league and all these guys in the same draft class as the Rockets' best players just get all the money that they can. Rafael Stone and his group will negotiate. They'll come to an agreement and figure it out. Jerry will wait, and eventually, for the most part, give you all the money. All the money he can, unless Dad got involved, which is Mulligetta, or no, the kid got involved. I'm still confused.
this is nonsense.
Yeah, I don't know what he's saying about this whole thing. All we know is he doesn't like how it's being handled, and Michael Parsons still is unavailable for the Cowboys.
I will say, as part of my having taken Jerry Jones 101 and now I think 201, Jerry's always been like this. Jerry's always had these confusing metaphors. I always thought that this is just a thing of I've only been like listening to him since he was like, I don't know, 70
mm-hmm.
and on and older. No, at the introductory press conference when he bought the Cowboys, they play like raw, like, you know, unedited clips of it. I would have been like, oh, my God, who just bought the Cowboys? oh, my God. And they're like, all these people said I'm just some hillbilly from Arkansas and I'm not good enough to buy the Dallas. I'm just some crazy Arkansas. And I'm like, yeah, they're all right. Like,
yeah. You are all of that.
You're insane.
You have all of that is true. You just have a lot of money, which yeah. allows you to buy the Cowboys.
And you're just very successful. But yeah. but you are an insane person.
Yes. Dustin, who's a Cowboys fan, says, or Jura was drunk when having story time with Stephen A. That doesn't help if he's drunk and going on TV and having a talk about
his
best player and why the negotiations aren't finished yet.
He did paint quite the picture. He's like, Dad only sees him after 5 o'clock. I'm like, man.
So
is that autobiographical, Jerry?
Or is that about you and Steven or about you and your dad, Jared?
I think it's about him and his dad.
That's what I mean. Like,
he prides himself on working with his kids. Well, one of the first things he did when he bought the Cowboys.
If you don't believe us, just watch his monologue from Landman.
Yes, or watch episode 1 and 2 of
I prefer
The Gambler.
I prefer Jerry in a fictional setting as okay. opposed to Jerry in documentary form. Either way, that's who's running the Cowboys, which should give comfort to everyone in the NFC East, even the Giants. Look, we know the Eagles are at the top of the heap. We know the Commanders are a team who found themselves a quarterback. We'll see if they can continue
yeah.
the momentum. But there's at least an open spot for third as long as the Cowboys are around and Jerry is running it. Because whatever's going on there doesn't seem very stable.
No. And they don't have Charles Haley. Oh, they do actually have Charles Haley. They're just not giving him a contract.
yeah. Yeah, they
don't have Aikman. They don't have
Emmitt. And they don't.
Emmitt,
they don't probably do. Well, they have Michael Irvin. They just don't have. They don't just don't have a Ken Norton Jr.
Nope.
A Dion for the.
For Larry time. Allen. Don't
Darren,
have him.
They don't. Darren Woodson. Yeah. they don't have any of that. Yeah. But they do have Jerry. And I guess maybe more importantly, they don't have a Jimmy Johnson figure either.
Yeah.
All right. We'll go to break with that. When we come back, we'll give away a pair of tickets to the listener appreciation party. I don't know if I'm going to make you work or just do a number. I'm not sure. Probably just a number.
I don't have the energy for another
contest. Contest?
Yeah.
Got it. Yeah, it's Friday. I get it. You're like, you know what, Del? We're one segment away from Michael taking the lead. Why are you making me work?
Exactly. Yeah, I'm ready to start my weekend.
You got like 3 hours after this show. What are you talking about? I'm the one who's only 45 minutes away from starting my weekend. All right, we'll go to break. We will give you an opportunity to get to the listener appreciation party at St. Arnold. So we'll do that when we come back. And Michael Carroll at 11:30 to tell you what you should or shouldn't watch. plenty to get to. We'll be back.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's the Del Olalea Show.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Now back to Del Olalea.
Just informed by Sean that Michael Carroll will not be joining us at 11.30 because he has to get out to El Tiempo to help that broadcast get off the ground. So, if you are saving your call, Eric, for Michael Carroll, might as well call in now.
Michelle, Brandy, Candy, Katie,
whoever it is. If you were saving a call to talk to Michael Carroll, not going to happen, unfortunately. He's got to make sure the 12 to 6 block of shows makes it on air. So, Michael Carroll won't join us, but you
kind
can.
Kind of wasting his time. Yeah. Less important than telling us what to watch this weekend.
But. I mean, truly. I thought you were kind of like wasting his time getting those shows on the ground. I thought you were going to go darker than that. So, yes, unfortunately, that is the case. But you can listen to Michael Carroll every week right here on ESPN 975 on Wednesdays from 8 to 9 with Comicast, and also hear it in podcast form, wherever you listen to a podcast, Comicast. He does that with Jong Lee. So I saw the third episode of Alien. Still enjoying that show quite a bit. Alien Earth, probably something we would have gotten to. Guess we'll talk more about Alien next week. I don't think if there's anything else. Oh, Peacemaker came back.
Yeah.
And
I haven't watched it yet.
Peacemaker, neither have I. But I did see the clip of them.
Retconning.
Because the DCEU doesn't exist anymore. They had to retcon the final scene from season one and put in some of the characters you would have seen in Superman, like Hawkgirl and
Mr. Terrific,
and what's his Gardner? I forgot his first name.
Green Lantern. Yeah,
Gardner. I forgot.
Guy Gardner.
He's in it, and Hawkgirl is in it. Or maybe you might know her as Dina from The Last of Us, if you watch that show. So we will talk more about that with Michael next week. Some NFL stuff going on. So this is a real test of who's got them sources. What you might believe Adam Schefter when he tells you that Brian Robinson, there are no discussions about trading him, or you might believe a guy who you never heard of before, because we have a real battle going on between Adam Schefter and a gentleman who has the great name of Ricky Scoops.
Oh.
Ricky Scoops says that Brian Robinson Jr., the Washington Commander running back, will be traded today. He's saying today.
Well, you know what? I appreciate Ricky's
timeline. I love a firm date, yes. Apparently, he's been right in the past. So people who are chronically online and are in the business of checking to see if a guy's going to get traded or not, they love a transaction. They have given this guy his flowers for being right about things before the big names have been right about things.
Oh, okay. I was going
to
say.
He's been out in front of things before they got to it and been right.
Can I raise my hand? Adam Schefter's been right. Once or twice, too.
Yeah.
he's scooped some.
Scooping the big guns. So we'll see if that's the case. I believe Adam Schefter went on and did an interview on a bunch of things and said there had been really no talks yesterday. He said that yesterday. Ricky Scoops said it yesterday and now saying it's going to get done today.
Okay.
So we will,
end of business hours or?
I don't know.
11:59.
I don't know if he's doing business hours or the end of the actual day.
Okay.
But he's saying Brian Robinson Jr., the unhappy Commanders running back, will be traded. Ricky Scoops said the Cowboys, the Dolphins, the Texans were all involved in looking into it. But he said at the time, this was yesterday, that the Dolphins were the front runners. They've had some injury issues. Devon Achane, who I think, depending on who you talk to, they think he'll be ready for week one. They had a running back go down with a limp or something walking off the field. No, don't know the extent of it in their joint practice with the Jags. So they are maybe in need of a running back. We know the Texans have their own questions about their running back position. And the Cowboys, I can't believe they're trying to get B-Rob instead of giving Jaden Blue all the snaps. But either way, those are the three teams he mentioned. We'll see if Ricky Scoops is right on that. Something that Adam Schefter is willing to report is that Adam Thielen could be going back to Minnesota. The Vikings are going to be without Jordan Addison for the first 3 weeks of the season. They got an injury to another receiver. So Adam Thielen may be in line to make a return to Minnesota. And the way the injury situation and suspension situation is going with the Vikings, he could be starting with Justin Jefferson in their week one game. So we'll go. We have sources off, and then we have a potential reunion between Adam Thielen and the Vikings. He was like, you know what? Yeah, the money the Carolina Panthers gave me was cool, but playing here ain't that fun. Let me get back to Minnesota. We'll see what a guy of his age.
Very Houston Astros of them.
Yes. we'll see what a guy of his age and production, although he had a pretty good year last year, can get in return. The Panthers shouldn't have Adam Thielen in their future. They got Adam Thielen at home. Although Renfro and Thielen aren't really the same type of player. They pulled Renfro out of mothballs this season after he kind of retired last season. He's back. They got Ted McMillan. They got Leggett. Don't know that you want to be giving Thielen snaps when you have younger players, not Renfro per se, but the other two. Probably a good move if you can move on from Thielen. If you think Ted McMillan is the real deal and you think you're going to get better production from Xavier Leggett this year. So we'll see if that goes down. Thielen may be going back to the Vikings. Let's get to Eric here before we go to break. Eric, heard that Michael Carroll wouldn't be available to answer his question, so he's calling in now about the Avengers. Maybe it's about Doomsday, which, if you just go by what's online, little tough considering how people are discussing that movie.
Could be about the toxic one.
Very much so. We'll see if it's about that one or the fact that Nightcrawler is doing scenes with no one. Doesn't even know who he's talking to, according to the actor playing Nightcrawler. What's up, Eric?
Hey, guys. I want to talk about Peacemaker and White Rabbit, the new villain. She looks like she used to work at Tight Ends, where you used to go, Dale.
I've never gone there.
Promiscuous outfit. But what do you think about White Rabbit coming on as Peacemaker? And also heard Yordan is doing pretty good down in Corpus, but Garcia's going in the wrong direction. And yeah, Craig Kimble, I mean, he didn't want to come here in the first place. Remember that? I'll hang up the lesson. Yeah, Toxic Avenger comes out next weekend.
Very exciting for you, Peter Dinklage, in that movie.
Yeah. We'll do two full segments about it on next Friday show.
Eric, you can call in about how much you love the movie, and it's better than anything you've ever seen. Look, Eric, you better hope that movie is good. Because of all the crap you've talked about, all the movies that have been rated good. I've seen the reviews. Apparently it's good. But he's talked a lot of crap about a lot of highly rated movies that we've talked about and enjoyed. He better hope Toxic Avenger's great.
In the world of Eric phone calls, it will be good. Better than Sinners.
From him.
It'll be better than Sinners.
It better be something I enjoy. Because if I happen to see Toxic Avenger and it sucks, every time you call in, I'm going to preface it by saying, this is a guy who wasted our time talking about a bad, crappy movie, and then you can get to your call.
It also better be on streaming.
Yeah, I'm not going to the theaters. So
also that too.
It'll take a while before I can have that set up. I'll watch it just to see. As far as White Rabbit, I haven't seen season 2, episode 1, so I don't know what her character looks like. I've never been to Titans before. So I can't speak to that comp. Hopefully it's good. James Gunn does good work. Peacemaker was fun. And Scoops was right.
Scoops, not Scoopsby.
Ricky Scoops. Now, he didn't have the right team.
That's all right.
But he had it right. Brian Robinson Jr. has been traded to the San Francisco 49ers for a 6th-round pick, pending a physical. So Ricky Scoops, correct again. He had this before anyone. Although there were some issues with Robinson and the Commanders. People saw it. But Schefter, I believe, just maybe less than 48 hours ago, was kind of downplaying a potential trade for Brian Robinson. And now it has been completed, pending a physical. Brian Robinson goes to the 49ers. So Ricky Scoops wins again. Look at that. Sometimes guys who don't have the check mark or the backing of a big platform know stuff and get stuff. And Ricky Scoops gets it again. I don't remember his actual handle. Oh, it's at Ricky Scoops. There it is, at Ricky Scoops. So if you want to follow a guy who knows things days before people like Schefter or Rappaport are willing to report him. There's your guy. Yeah. He hits it out of the park again. 49ers acquire Brian Robinson Jr. Okay, as far as Yordan, he's had a couple good nights with the Corpus Christi Hooks. Why he can't continue that at the major league level, I don't know. But he at least will stay with the Hooks for at least one more night. We'll see if he joins the Astros in Baltimore. They just wait until they come back, and maybe we see Yordan against the Rockies. So Yordan, yes, we haven't heard any reports about a setback with that hand. He's hitting the baseball pretty good down with the Hooks. I think we're maybe just a weekend away, if not sooner, from Yordan joining the Astros again. And certainly need it. And, of course, we need the Yordan who's hitting the baseball like he is now and the one who was Yordan before the 2025 season began, because it was ugly for Yordan even before he got hurt. So good news for Yordan, hitting the ball well, not feeling any pain. We'll see if he's back in that Astros lineup. All right, we'll go to break with that. We'll give away the tickets to the listener appreciation party when we come back. 713-780-3776 is the number. I'll give you a time and a caller number. No work needs to be done. Better for me, better for you, better for Sean, better for Summer, our intern. And you'll get those tickets to join us at St. Arnold's on Friday, September 5th from 6:30 to 9:30. All right, we got a couple more seconds to go. Sean, we gotta work because Michael Carroll's not here. It's real tough, but we'll find a way. We'll do that when we come back. But first, Sean's going to tell you about Prize Picks.
Yes, Prize Picks, America's number one daily fantasy sports app. And today, you know what today is? It's a Friday. That means, well, no Michael Carroll. But to make it up to you, I think Prize Picks was going to do this whether Michael was going to be on the show or not. But it's a Flex Friday. And special for this Friday is a 40% payout boost. So not only is it it is a Flex Friday, so you can get one of your projections wrong in your lineup, boom, you can still win 40% more depending on, you know, if you get the rest of them right. So you get a little bit of wiggle room and you get higher payout for it. And it's perfect timing because tomorrow is the start of college football season. You got 11 a.m. Central Time. You'll have Kansas State. You'll have Iowa State playing in Ireland, and you'll have Avery Johnson. They still have the max discount for Avery Johnson to throw for half a yard, to throw for at least 1 yard, and you win money. So that combined with a 40% payout seems like a good way to being on your way to making some money. You can even do Rocco Becht. He doesn't have anyone to throw to, but his two best receivers last year are Houston Texans. Iowa State is going to have to find a new receiving core, and I think it'll take more than the first game. Let's go less on 228 passing yards for Rocco Becht. And in Western Kentucky versus Sam Houston State tomorrow night, give me Western Kentucky's quarterback, Maverick MacGyver. Is it this just because of his name? I'll be honest, it helps to throw for more than 288.5 passing yards. Last year against Texas Tech, he nearly doubled that. He had over 500 yards passing against Texas Tech, then missed some time. And he is making his 2025 debut for Western Kentucky tomorrow. And I like him to go over. And again, Flex Friday, you can win 40% more when you get your lineup right. All you have to do is download the Prize Picks app today. Use promo code MAPES when you sign up to get $50 instantly when you play your first $5 lineup. That's promo code MAPES on Prize Picks to get $50 instantly when you play your first $5 lineup. You don't even have to win to get that money. It's guaranteed. Prize Picks, run your game.
The Del Olalea Show continues
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's your host, Del Olalea.
I got to give Ricky Scoops his credit. He did mention the 49ers as a team on the list, so he was fully right. If you missed it, Brian Robinson Jr., a guy who, according to the aforementioned Ricky Scoops, the Texans were interested in, goes to the 49ers for a sixth-round pick. So the Washington Commander running back goes to the 49ers. The Texans still have their own questions at running back. At this point, it appears Nick Chubb is your RB1 with some combination of Dare, Dameon Pierce, and Woody Marks giving you reps at the two. And we'll see, we'll see the status of how the status of Joe Mixon changes as we get closer to the regular season. Let's go in 5 minutes at 11:45. Caller five wins a pair of tickets to the listener appreciation party. No work needs to be done except dialing and getting lucky. 713-780-3776.
I'm not letting you call in early either.
We got standards here.
We're on lockdown.
No cheating.
Until 45.
Yeah. I mean, it is 5 minutes away. I mean, we could just X you out if you call in. Let's open up the phone,
okay.
Sean.
Okay.
And if someone wants to call in about something else, give them the opportunity. And we'll X out. See, maybe you're right. Someone called in way early.
Of course. They don't listen. They just someone called in a commercial break where you just mentioned it.
I saw that. I was like, oh, is that because I even just said party tickets?
Yeah.
Guys, 45. We're doing it at 45 to give not only the people listening on the radio, but the people listening on the app and the people watching on YouTube, Twitter, and Twitch a chance. 45. You're about 4 minutes early, the two people who called in. So be it. All right. While we figure that out, you know, figuring out how to wait, let's talk about something that was discussed earlier today. So Heather Dinich of ESPN joined Lance and Will Kunkel. John was out. Will Kunkel was in for John. Talked about a lot of things with Heather Dinich. One thing that is new for college football, at least in the SEC, is the 9-game regular season. At the moment, only the ACC of the Power Four schools is playing 8 games. Like, of course, the SEC thing won't come into play until next season, but going forward, that means 9 games versus conference opponents, and then they'll also have to play another game against a Power Four school. Does this mean we will no longer have to watch Alabama versus Campbell the week before they play Auburn? Or maybe they keep one of those games, or those games, and they make another game, they take away from another out of conference game. I'm interested to see how that goes, because we know what the SEC is going to do. They're going to use that as another reason why a loss is less important than a loss for another conference. Because hey, another conference, at least a member of another conference. Because hey, we lost an SEC team. That third loss against an SEC team means a lot more than a third or second loss if you are playing in the Big 12 or the ACC, and they'll probably even try to do that to the Big 10, even though the Big 10 has won the last two national titles. Yeah, I know you've won consecutive national titles, but a loss in your conference means less than a loss in ours because we're the SEC. You can already predict how that's going to go, and I imagine a lot of people will buy it because they've always bought it, and Sean will be selling that dream as strong as anyone else, considering where his team now plays.
I mean, yeah. It's hardest conference in the league.
They will tell us that dropping a game in Starkville is far more meaningful than losing a game in Ames.
Mm-hmm.
Even if the
team in
Ames... I have
a documentary for you to watch.
I bet you do.
Any given Saturday.
Oh, I'm not watching that.
It's a documentary.
No, I know.
Facts only.
Sure. I'm still not watching it. So there. Iowa State, speaking of Ames, has a game against Kansas State.
Yeah.
In mere hours.
I was going to say only
less than
several
hours.
Thousands of miles away from Ames.
It's a long way away from Ames or Manhattan, Kansas, but less than 24 hours away. So Pena apparently needs my help. Pena, hold on, because we got some logistics to work out, because we're about 45 seconds away from our ticket giveaway. So we'll get to Pena. Don't call in everyone. Wait the requisite 30 seconds. And if you're on the stream or Twitch or whatever, just you guys are behind. But I've already told you to call at 11:45. So we'll get to that. But there it is. The SEC is going to 9 games, which means, Sean, you can X out everything to shut everyone down because people are calling in, and then we can un-X them when it hits 11:45. All right, we'll do that. In fact, Sean's a little busy, so we're going to go to break, make it easier on him and Summer. We'll go to break with that. We'll talk more about college football, and we'll have our winner of the listener appreciation parties. We'll do that when we come back.
Warning. 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 You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Sell your house in the most simplest way. GreenlightOffer.com.
Attention taxpayers. If you owe $5,000 or more and have missed another tax deadline, you're officially on the IRS's radar. The IRS has resumed aggressive collections. That means wage garnishments, bank levies, even seizures of your home, car, or retirement accounts. If you owe $5,000 or more and missed the deadline, you're stacking new debt on top of what you already owe. Call Priority Tax Relief now. Their experts fight back fast and are saving their clients millions in tax debt every month.
I owed over $50,000, and they settled it for pennies on the dollar. These guys are as legit as they come.
After speaking on my behalf with the IRS, my entire debt of $25,000 will be eliminated.
Whether you've received collection letters or you're already facing liens and garnishments, call for your free consultation. There are no upfront fees. Priority Tax Relief. Let's make your taxes our priority. Call 800-860-6195. 800-860-6195. 800-860-6195.
Priority Tax Relief.
Listen to ESPN 97.5 in HD, 97.9 HD2.
The Del Olalea Show continues
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's your host, Del Olalea.
Thanks to Summer, our intern, we're going to have our winner. So congratulations to everyone, those tickets, the listener appreciation party. It'll be at St. Arnold on Friday, September 5th from 6:30 to 9:30. So we're going to give away tickets leading up to the event. So if you didn't win today, trust me, you are going to get another shot. All right, let's get to Pena. Apparently he needs my help. I'm the wrong guy to get help from at 11:47 on a Friday. But let's try it out. What's up, Pena?
Hey, what up, Delbert? Hey, man. So I'm driving back from Dallas, and I'm getting kind of hungry. I'm gonna stop at Buggy's because it's a one stop shop. I need help with a. Should I get the brisket taco, or should I get a brisket sandwich, or should I get the pulled pork? Thank you. Have a great day.
Okay, I can handle this. I would go with the brisket sandwich. I'm a fan of that. I don't go to Buc-ee's for a lunch meal very often, just the nature of my life and job. But I like the brisket sandwich. Like, for example, we are going to Lake Charles next week, in fact. I have stopped at Buc-ee's the last three times we've had to go. But normally I go. Normally, we head on out there because we do a Monday show. So I'm heading out on a Sunday. I've already had my lunch for the day, and I head out to Lake Charles and eat dinner at the Golden Nugget. Lily's, a great Asian food place at the Golden Nugget. They got plenty of great restaurants, but that's my favorite. But I will get snacks. I'm a fan of the hot and spicy beef jerky. And that's generally my go-to. Love a snack. Love a savory snack as I hit the road. But if I wanted a sandwich, I would go with the brisket sandwich. I think at least the one I go to, they charge you 25 cents for any barbecue you get beyond the first one. But you know, Buc-ee's is great. A great American establishment.
The Texas cheesesteak burrito is also very good.
Okay. So
that's Pena, by like the kind of window.
Pena, if you're listening, Sean has an option for you too.
Just hey, if you haven't tried it,
yes.
Try it.
If that's something you want, try that. I like the brisket sandwich. Pulled pork is fine. I've had them both. Yeah. I would say that their pizza stick.
I haven't had
the pepperoni pizza stick. It's whatever. It's deep fried mozzarella and pepperoni. So it's whatever. It's fine, but It ain't a double Dave's pepperoni roll.
No.
If you're asking for tips, I don't know how many double Dave's are still around. There's one near my home. I don't know if they'll do this. This is a trick I found out because I used to work there. Not sure if you try to ask them to do it, if they're willing to go along with it. Ask them to put the garlic butter on the rolls before they go in the oven. So you bake the garlic butter into the pepperoni rolls, not have them wipe the garlic butter on them
after.
After. Some of them don't even do that, which is a tragedy.
Yeah.
When you get the dry pepperoni roll. It's fine. Cheese, mozzarella inside. It's fine. And provolone. Actually, it's cheese and provolone inside. That's fine. But bake the garlic butter in. It's the trick of someone who's had every option that they provide and has had to find ways to make a meal better because you worked there for 3 years, 5 to 6 days a week when you were in college.
Probably made like 100,000 of them.
I wasn't a great pepperoni roll maker because I wasn't great tossing dough, stretching out, whatever. Mm. As a delivery driver, what they had us do was cut up vegetables.
Okay.
And for the salad bar, and also just for the stuff that they put on pizza. I did a lot of that. I did a lot of dough making.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah. No, not greenbacks. Actual dough for the food. I did a lot of that. Did some prep work because it's a sit-down restaurant. They had us bus tables as a delivery driver. And, of course, then you go out on your deliveries. They had to keep you busy.
Yeah. Can't have you just sitting around.
Yeah. And Double Dave's, and this may be something you hate them for. Double Dave's is the reason I'm here. Depending on who you are, you may hate them for doing it. But the owner of the Double Dave's, when I told her I was in business school and hated it. In fact, here's a story about me because I was an F up as a kid. I didn't go to a semester of school and didn't tell anybody. But because I was living at home with my dad, and I didn't want to go to business school anymore, and he had a job which had him leave the house before 7 a.m., and he wasn't back till like 4. And you at, 19 years old, he's not paying that much attention to me at 19 years old. So a semester, I pretended to go to school, and I did not go to school. Of course, you're a stupid 19-year-old, so you don't realize the comeuppance is going to come when he starts to ask, hey, I paid for a semester. How'd your grades?
Yeah.
And I dropped the classes. Of course, that led to some problems. He got his money back, but he didn't know he was going to get his money back, so that was an issue. But because of that, I had to go work because, you're not going to go to school? You're not going to do what you said you're going to do? Now you got to go work.
Double Dave's.
I worked at Double Dave's, and someone, her name was Susan. She was the owner at the time. I told her about my want to do something else and go into radio, and she goes, you know what you should do? Go to Alvin Community College because they'll put you on the air quickly. You won't be a radio host, but you'll read the news. You'll just rip stuff off the AP Wire. That's how long ago it was. You just read the AP Wire, and then after a semester, they'll give you a radio shift. So I was at the Gulf Coast Rocker talking to you about Steely Dan and others for a year, and that led to being here. So like I said, you may not be fans of what Double Dave did if you didn't want me here, but yeah, that's how it
you
came
might
about.
Be like, man.
Man.
If only he was still there rolling dough.
Get me my pizza. You didn't want me delivering pizzas. You know how many times when you take a corner too quick in your Mitsubishi Galant, the pizza flips, and then you're using your hands to put the pizza back together? Yeah. If you like pizza and you're from that area, you'd rather have me here. Because do you think I would go back and say, oh, the pizza.
Sorry.
No. It's... I got other deliveries to make.
I got a schedule too.
So I'm shaping the pizza back together.
Yeah.
Happened like 3 times. Wasn't a lot.
Once a year.
Yeah. Unluck of the draw if it happened to you. Pena, you need any more advice?
Yeah.
About
brisket. By the way, brisket sandwich, you can't really go wrong.
Yeah, you can't go wrong. Yeah.
I was just trying to give you another.
If you want a different option, if you want to switch it up.
I get in there and I have my favorites, but I'll get in there, play a little jazz, see what's going on.
Try a little something to see if you like it or not.
People seem to like these. I'll give it a shot.
Yeah.
That big wall of like different kind of candies and assorted whatever trail mix stuff. I'm like, try this one. I don't know.
I got time.
Chances are it's good. I don't know.
I got time.
I need to do something.
I got time for snacks.
Yeah.
Let me see what they got.
But I do like the Cheez-It collection they got.
They do have a wide variety.
I'll get in there with an extra toasty, a white cheddar. I'll
I don't know what type of deal they got, but they got a lot of them, probably more than a lot of other places. And with that, we're done. This is what happens when Michael Carroll doesn't join us. I regale you about how I got to this position. Take it or leave it. All right. Who's up next? Paul Gallant's up next. He's at El Tiempo on Washington, part of our summer circuit tour. He and the Killer Bees will be there until 6. If you want to go on out there and meet the guys, great. But if you also want your chance at a power-on electric bicycle, e-bike, they're not out there, but you can sign up for them. If you go on out there, just go to our promo table and sign up. Also, go to HoustonRestaurantWeeks.com. Check out the participating restaurants, because if you get a dinner, they'll donate dinners to the Houston Food Bank. So if it's like $55, that's over 15 dinners to the Houston Food Bank. And you're helping out a worthy cause and also getting a great meal. Check out all the restaurants participating in that. Good eating, support the local restaurants and support the people in your community who need to take advantage of what Houston Food Bank has to offer. All right, we're done for the day, Sean. In fact, this show's done for the week. So since we're done for the week, what does that mean?
Flip me over, Mike.
Didn't get to do that today. Michael Carroll actually is making sure the El Tiempo shows get off without a hitch.
They have connected. So
nice. Thank you to Michael Carroll. So while he made us work more, he also made it so we don't have to work anymore, at least me. Sean will be here till 3. All right.
Yeah, didn't change my
mind. Didn't change anything for you. In fact, you just have to talk more. we're done. I'll talk to you on Monday.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.